that
oh
has achieved, right? That he's been released from his suffering and for his bounds, his what binds him to this life, and the dog has been released of his bounds, and he's bouncing off.
We're talking about Port of Shadows, 1938, by Marcel Carnet, starring Jean Gabin, Michel Simon, Michel Morgan, Pierre Brasseur, all names that would go to do great movies before that and after that as well.
So thanks, Lisa, and thanks, Matthew. And thank you for listening to Community Radio, KBOO Portland. Film at 11 will be back next Friday, so until then, keep watching the screens.
Hi, this is Mark Sanford Gross, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to KBOO, KBOO, 90.7 FM, Portland.
Wake up, KBOO listeners. It's time to support local community-based media this fall by donating and becoming a member today. Go to kboo.fm/give. When you contribute now until September 21st, your donations will be matched dollar for dollar, up to $11,000, thanks to listeners like you. Double the impact and double the fun.
Election season is here, and at KBOO, we want Portlanders to be prepared to face their ballots with confidence. We've got a brand new limited series coming to our airwaves and your favorite podcast platform. It's called Running on Air, a daily radio roundtable conversation with the people running to represent Portland. Every weekday, your favorite KBOO hosts will be facilitating a deeper conversation with these candidates, so tune in. Find the full schedule on our website, kboo.fm/runningonair. Listen to any episodes of Running on Air that you miss on the KBOO website or wherever you get your podcasts. That's kboo.fm/runningonair.
What's up, everybody? This is Goddess, and she, and you're tuning in to KBOO Portland. Holla at your girl.
And yes, you are tuning in to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland, your favorite radio station. And we are live here in the air room with Once Upon a Time, show about autobiography, poetry, literature, here with our own Consuelo. And well, we welcome you to just tune in, just sit down, or if you're driving, just relax. And let's share a moment together here on KBOO.
Hi, everybody. Another Friday here with you all enjoying, and we have a wonderful guest that is a friend to this station and to this program. But before we go with him, I will remind you one more time to be solidary and compassionate in some way, and also be generous with our station. And contributed, we have this fall membership drive, Wake Up the Neighborhood. This is our team and we have one more day to go, so we are just in the last hours, and we need to get the $30,000 that we need to keep going for the next few months. So please go to kbu-fm/give, and there you can give your contribution, whatever it is. It's always welcome. $1 plus $1 is $2. You know, one plus one is two, and everything provide us to keep going with these wonderful programs and the station and this wonderful team. Okay, like I said before, I am very glad to have again Topaz. This is one of his name, or Johan, as I call him. This is his third time in the program, and I am super happy because we like his poetry. He has so many new poems and news that we need to know. And now he's living in Eugene, and so we are going to speak over the phone. How the last program that we had was with somebody, Alisa from Ontario, and we didn't have any problem. I told him that will be okay. Okay, are you there, my dear?
Yes. Hello. How are you,
Consuelo? Hi. Nice to hear you again, and nice that you are here. So why we don't start with the wonderful news that you have? Tell us first about going back to school. Tell us about that.
I'm going back to school.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be as entertaining as the Rodney Dangerfield movie, but I imagine it will be somewhat entertaining.
Yeah, but tell us that you are going, what college, university, and what theme. Tell us a little bit. We have one hour, so, and the hour is for you, so take advantage.
I'm starting out. I'm going to get an Associate of Science Oregon transfer from Lane College here in Eugene.
Yeah.
Before I then transfer to the university, and I will be completing or working towards a neuroscience major there.
How interesting. Yeah, yesterday when we spoke, I forgot to ask you what you said science, but you didn't say neuroscience. So you are going to be in the top. Very good. And I can see that this new goal in your life is bringing you a lot of joy. Am I right?
I'm definitely really happy to be able to be in school again. It's been a little while, and I really enjoy learning. Spend a lot of time in books anyway, so it'll be nice to have some certifications at the end of that.
I agree, and I am already jealous of all your classmates because they will learn a lot from you, and they will have fun with your irony and sarcasm, and also your intelligent, argument or probably insight. So I am already very, very jealous. Okay, in relation to the literature, that is the subject that is important to us today, what is going on with the, about what are the new poem, how is it going with your literature career? You told me yesterday so many good news. The first news is that you will be in Portland the 1st and the 2nd of November. So please, people, pay attention. Tell us about it.
I'm going to be at the Portland Book Fest, of course, is happening on the 2nd. And since I moved to Portland, I've been volunteering there every year. And now that I'm not living in Portland, I don't see any reason to not volunteer. It's such a wonderful event. It's put on by a group called Literary Arts. And I've already spoken with the volunteer director, and I'll be there helping the other volunteers register through the day before I'm able to go listen to some of the wonderful authors who are going to be there.
Oh, nice. It's a very good moment to get together, to networking, and to know about our colleague, what they're doing and where they're publishing, and to learn from all of us.
Exactly. That is good.
And what about the new, you mentioned that you are going to be published, this something like that you told me yesterday?
Yes. Actually, I just got more good news today. What I told you yesterday was that one of my poems will be published in the 2024 yearly Healing Arts Project booklet, which is about people who've experienced trauma and are healing from it. And and I sent in a couple poems to them, and they selected one that's going to be published. They told me within the next two to three weeks, I believe by now.
Oh, but this is congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So,
and
you,
then today I found out that some of my poems will be included in a book to be published before the end of the year called Being, Becoming, Belonging.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be put out by Perian Springs Press. And it's a wonderful, wonderful group of people. There's a woman named Jyoti Bakchani is the editor. And she selected my poems from some of the ones that were sent in. And so I'm really, really happy to be included in that book. I think it's a wonderful title. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an honor, too, and a good reward for all your hard work and your hard life. So the Aster, the universe is bringing you all this good energy and make you happier and more stable. I am very happy for you, my friend. Yes, yes. Okay,
yeah,
so
you
mentioned, why you don't tell the story a little bit about the two poems that you are going, one of the two poems that you are going to read today in relation to the dogs?
Yes. Well, the very first time that I was on your show, we were talking about your dog. And would you tell me their names again, just so I can, I don't want to get that wrong.
Sunny and Shadow were my first two golden retriever.
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right. And so while we were talking, I just had, I think I even said it out loud, just like, wow, that's such an interesting, like, entrance into an archetype, right? And so, I don't know if it was later that day or a week later or whatever, but I actually wrote a poem with the names of your golden retrievers as the inspiration.
Nice. Okay. So we're ready to listen. And if I start crying, you let me cry, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, because they're dogs, I wanted to use in the title the word sick, right? Since that's one of the things that people use with dogs.
Yes.
So the title is called Sit Ergo Sum, which is Latin. And it basically, like, to loosely translate it, it would mean, it's like this, therefore I am.
Oh, neat.
Retrieving gold from shadows, more than playing fetch, because truth as value does exist through wisdom built from facts, graphing known and unknown, described as loop of faith, though perhaps mythologies create parabolic sets, not the truth is relative or relations based on fact, yet calming conscious cortex seems central to all paths. So sitting on your haunches, ears perked, tongue full of respiration, may just be reptilian's brain's best insight to inspiration.
And what is your interpretation of the poem?
Well, I don't have an interpretation of the poem because I wrote it.
Yeah, but still, you can tell us what was the purpose of writing, and we know how the inspiration came to you. But now that you have been reading, maybe, perhaps at other time, how you feel?
In a lot of First Nations cultures and other, Aboriginal tribes, people often talk about, like, totem animals or what we're able to learn from the animals. So the poem here is related to how we can learn from dogs and what it is that we can learn from dogs and how that would help us to to create a calmer mental state for us just by kind of paying attention to how dogs act and how they behave.
I agree. Indeed, I think I learned a lot from my dog, and the dog now that I am taking Monday and Thursday for a walk, I cannot believe it. He's extremely well behaved. I was talking with his mom yesterday, and she said, I am very lucky. And I said, no, we are very lucky, because he's a wonderful dog in the way he behaves, in the way his temperament, his personality is. I told the mom, I said, he's a gentleman. He's even better than many human that I know. Okay, Ender is sending me here. Ask him to speak clearly and not so close to the phone, because we want to hear you clear as a clown. Okay.
I'm using a headset. I'll check.
What are you using? Hello?
I'll take the headset off. Hello?
Okay, that is much better.
That is much better.
Yes,
thank you.
That is much better. So now let's go with the second poem.
Okay. Second poem, just to, if they're published together, then by the titles alone, people would know that they're connected. And the second poem, just for fun, is called Sum Ergo Sic. And loosely translated from the Latin, that would mean, I am, therefore, it's like this.
I love the title.
Oculus Dexter, Orbital Sinister, half allegory of the cave, yet, like McDowell in Clockwork Orange, etude you trigger pain. Have I implanted morals to run temporal maze? Is Pavlov sailing wantonly through IMAX-generated brain? For every shade of gray, there is a shade of doubt. Yet, tradition everywhere proves the truth will out. Sometimes, back to basics means just being grounded, listening to a canine friend whose tale is joy expounded.
You bring a lot of saudade, as the Brazilian speak about the nostalgia of the having a relationship with a dog. What is very, very important, it has proved for as a neuroscience even, how much they bring to our health and well-being. It's like a miracle sometimes, because to feel so beloved by them. And indeed, they don't need to speak, because the way how they look at each other, and sometimes when Griffin is looking at me, one day I was crying, and he ran from the living room to the room where I was and jumped into me and start kissing me and say, without saying, oh, I am sorry, why are you crying? So I told him why I was crying. I am crying because da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then finally I finished, and he gave me a nice smile, and that was it. And I didn't cry anymore, because I thought, I have a friend right here. I don't need anything else. And this is what is somebody that hasn't had a relationship with a dog, they do not understand.
I'm sure that's the case, yeah.
Yeah, that is the
case. I remember, my family dog had, I hadn't lived at home in a number of years, but when I found out that she had passed, I just broke down into tears,
Of course, it's natural, especially if you were a child or a teenager and you spent many years. See, the thing is how they don't live longer is we need to... we need to take advantage of the time that we are spending with them. And I follow a page in Facebook about Golden Retriever. And one day the Golden Retriever will say, my mom started crying, thinking about the day I will be dead. I am right here and she's already crying for me. Can't be so silly. And somebody wrote, yeah. We all have been there thinking about that we will not see our dog anymore. anyway. But we like to suffer, human, huh? We like to suffer, so we make this stupid thought, and we make our life miserable. Okay, so what is the next poem that you would like to read to us? And to tell the story about the poem, how the poem born in your inside, in your heart, in your mind, and how you do that, the process. Tell us about your process of creating a poem. How long it take? You start thinking for weeks, or suddenly you see it and there it is. How is the process?
Well, as I was talking about with the first poem that I read,
yes,
it's just sometimes it's like an it's an idea. It's sort of words that reflect what I would consider to be an archetype, you know. And when we were talking about shadows and golden retrievers, you know. And I was like, wow, okay, how would you retrieve gold from a shadow is like the thought that I had. And then...
Yes, I remember.
And then trying to explain that in like larger-than-life terms, right, in mythological terms. So making them bigger and using what I guess they would say... There's a word when they talk about like really... spiritual people who've passed, and then they kind of make their adventures bigger. That's called hagiography. Mm-hmm. And so to make like a hagiography of a dog is sort of what I was doing, and just making these dogs larger than life and what they're able to do and how they could really help us in terms of our own conscious and subconscious minds. That's how I began to develop that poem.
I see.
And they're all different. I've been... At times, I've walked and walked and walked, and just certain words will just start repeating themselves, and then I start repeating them with the rhythm, and then something else happens, and then eventually, I've got a poem from that, you know.
Nice. It's very interesting process, very intimate. Even I think, if I may say, I am not an expert, you know, I am not an academic, I feel that your poetry is becoming more hermetic than before, or is my impression?
More
hermetic. Hermetic, that's mean full of symbol, that if you are not familiar with the symbol, you will not understand. More complex, hermetic.
Oh, that's true, I would say, yes. I didn't really want to have symbols previously, and maybe I was incapable of trying to, I mean, in a strange way, right? Maybe previously I was unaware of my own subconscious, right? In a way that was healthy for me.
Yeah.
Because I know I was aware of the behaviors in my subconscious which were unhealthy for me.
Okay.
And so being able to connect and use my subconscious, right? Or I guess, I don't know if the proper term would be like the superconscious, right?
Yeah.
The superego. In terms of building better thoughts and building better lifestyles and building better behaviors for myself, and as I began to practice that in my thoughts and recognizing that in my thoughts, it just naturally gravitated to my poetry as well. Yeah,
I like the archetype that you use. I like that you bring also the Latin. I like the mythology that you include, not only in this poem, or maybe not in this one, but in the previous that you read here at the station. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me that it's almost like a variety of symbol and archetype, and made me feel about Jung. In many ways, and I love it that kind of I made that comparison by myself, I mean, feeling that you are bringing all those, the universe in terms of the unconsciousness and the conscious in a poetry that is coming from you, only from you. It's not common. We know that the poem is full of metaphor. Yeah, but in mm-hmm. your case, again, I am not an expert. In your case, seems to me that there is go beyond the metaphor. And that is what is interesting and also a challenge for somebody who is listening or reading. You see, I got your book and I start reading, I thought I will need a full course to read this poem because it's complex. It requires a lot of knowledge. So I decide I will read it only for the sound. I will enjoy the sound of the word he's using. And that was a party. It was delicious. I mean, I love it. And because I thought, why do I need to understand? I don't need to understand anything. This is already something special. It's a gift. So let's enjoy the word the way they sound, even if I mispronounce, but they sound still very nice. And so I think that you have that tendency, and maybe this is your talent, the way how you put everything together. Coming from the other day, I am very fan of the tarot, and I love the tarot by Dalí. Indeed, I had it. Dalí did a tarot, wonderful tarot. And the other day, the guy who was in the TikTok, he opened the tarot. And the first car, and I saw Dalí, and he said, "This is Dalí tarot." I thought, "Oh, this is a gift to me," and then thinking about you later on the day, I thought, "This is what he's doing. This is the kind of Johann version compared to Dalí tarot." This is more or less the idea. And I think you should take the archetype of the tarot and perhaps do a series of poems. It's just an idea, nothing else. Because it goes with your style. They are very compatible. Or take a look of the Red Book by Jung, and then you will get more ideas. Okay, I need to remind you, my dear audience, that we are in a Wake Up the Neighborhood. So clean, 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 we are waking up. And this is our last day to contribute to our wonderful mission and philosophy and this wonderful station. So please go to kboo-fm-give. .fm-give and contribute to us, so this way we can bring these talented people and we can keep improving and bringing more talented, intelligent and funny people. The text, you can text also KBU to 44-321. No. So again,
44321.
244-231.
Yeah, Consuelo. just text the word KBOO to the number 44321. Simple, 44321 from your mobile device.
I misunderstood. Well, no, I am from another generation, so the all these things are still very hard to me. But lucky me that he is here to put me in order. Okay, so we are going to make a pause for a little bit of music, and then we come back with you, Johann, okay? So wait for me, wait for us. It's only going to be a few minutes, or maybe 2 minutes. Ender is telling me 2 minutes.
So, wonderful.
Yeah, so this way you make a pause and you arrange what is you are going to read next.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I would like to remind you, if we are welcome you to call us to the number 503-231-8187. So this way you can make you can ask a question to Johan or Topaz, whatever the way you want to call him. Any can be a question, a commentary, suggestion, anything. So feel free to call us and share your thought, ideas, and suggestion about the program, about the poetry, anything that you want to share with us is more than welcome. Okay, Johan, here we are. Are you there?
All right, yes, I'm here. Okay. Thank you, Consuelo.
No problem.
And previously,
yes?
When you were speaking before, so many of your ideas were really touching, and I really appreciate that you, it means a lot that you consider that my poems and my word selections actually do kind of border on archetypical thinking, and I guess it's definitely a compliment and probably just related to my own path of healing, you know. You were speaking about the different cultures and different topics that I have touched on in my writing, I figured I ought to explain that in some way, right? I'm not just like trying to culturally appropriate from wherever, but there's a song by a band called The Who, and they have a song called The Seeker, and that's essentially what I've been my life. Through what would traditionally be said nature and nurture, I was adopted and raised by a family outside of my own genetic background, and so that question of who am I was kind of instilled in me through, as they would say, nature and nurture, and to be able to find out who I am or my place in the world, I really turned to anywhere or any kind of tradition that seemed to work for people. So that's why a lot of my symbols aren't necessarily relevant to the geography area that I grew up in. But I've done a lot of reading, and there's a lot of traditions and archetypes that really resonate with me. And that's what I've written about.
Yeah, I am very pleased that you give this explanation, and I think in the next book, the prologue that you write should include a piece of what you are talking now and develop that information, because this way, as a reader, it's nice to know more where everything is coming from, and listen to you now, I can understand you better. And I can sympathize, because there are nothing more challenged than to look for who we are and where we come from. Even I know more or less where I come from. I am still looking for myself. And so in your case, and in the case of many other children in your situation, is a life task to discover.
It is.
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel kind of blessed right now to have the opportunity to pursue some of my studies. And I was saying previously that my major is going to be neuroscience.
Yes.
Yes, I'm gonna have a minor as well in linguistics. So I'm going to also have language as part of how this works. And there's a title for the field which I'm intending on utilizing my skills for, I guess, and some people call it cognitive linguistics. So my interest is in how language affects us as societies, how it affects us as people, and then how it affects us globally, you know?
I agree. And there is a wonderful philosopher, a linguistic and a scientist called Maturana, the last name is Maturana, from Chile, that he was the first who started working and talking about word create reality. And it's so true. So, and also, I am so pleased that you are making the connection with linguistics, because you always bring ancient language like Latin and Greek to your poetry, and that is who you are. It's wonderful. I know that your soul is very related to the Latin and probably the Romans and that civilization, and all civilization that tell me that your soul has been traveling all over, and that is the reason because you are so inquisitive, because you are, and more reason to be happy myself, and here Ender is smiling, so he's also happier for you, that you are going back to school, because you are a contribution to your classmate and to the professor. No doubt about that. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. So
that remains to be seen, as they say, right?
Okay.
I definitely have some fun experiences to share.
I agree. Yeah. And some people will not understand you if they are younger and they are not well read. They will not understand you. But sometimes we don't need to understand with our brain. We need to understand with our heart. And this is what art is. You see, there are so many.
Exactly.
When I am in front of a painter painting, sometimes I said, this doesn't say anything to me, but I love the color, I love the texture, I love this and that. That is enough. I am not an expert. You see?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Next. What is the name?
Okay. Next. Next, actually, you asked earlier about how I create some of my poems.
Yes.
And the backstory to the next poem that I'm going to share is quite interesting, actually. As we were just talking about, right, I've drawn and been interested in cultures from around the world, and as such, I'd had a book called Siddhartha's Brain for quite a while, and Siddhartha, of course, is the historical name of Buddha before he became Buddha.
Exactly.
And so it was a book about meditation. And one evening I was reading what is traditionally referred to as Siddhartha's third sermon, the Buddha's third sermon. And it was so relevant to a conversation that I just had with a friend that I took a picture of it, right? I took a picture of I was reading in the book so I could share it with my friend. And I'm going to read some of that now because of how it relates to the next poem. This is the Buddha speaking. "O Jatilas," he began in a calm, authoritative voice, "everything is burning. The sense organs and the object of the sense are aflame. Perceptions are aflame. Feelings are aflame. Thoughts and consciousness are aflame. They are burning with the fires of craving, hatred, and delusion. And as long as the fires find fuel on which to feed, they will continue to burn. And there will be birth and death, decay, grief, lamentation, suffering, despair, and sorrow. Brothers, a learned and noble disciple who realizes this truth will walk in the eightfold path of holiness. He will become wary of the eye, wary of all his senses, wary of his thoughts and ideas. When he no longer clings to these, the fires of craving, hatred, and delusion will be quenched. He will be delivered from selfishness and attain the blessed state of nirvana."
Yeah, that's
talk about Buddha, huh?
Yeah. I love it.
Quite impressive, you know?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And so that helped me to write the next poem.
Okay.
Which is titled Third Sutta of Siddhartha.
Yeah.
A True Story Squared. "O Jatilas," he began, "how was I to know that from the pages of the book, enlightenment would flow? The book,
sat in repose, renewed 20-something times, until hour appointed, when words illumined mine. He continued, sense organs, perceptions, feelings, all aflame, and, as if waking to a dream, my life, one and the same. Fire, he informed, finds fuel on which to feed. Soul-wise, that's called envy, anger, lust, and greed. Mm. With cosmic woof and warp, these events aligned, suggesting eightfold path is related to divine. Though wary of my senses, there was no blessed state while watching abode burning midnight on May 8.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the reason why the subtitle of that poem is A True Story Squared is because the historical documents of Buddha and his talk is, you know, considered to be true. And then what happened in my life was actually also happened, which was I was reading Siddhartha's Brain, and I took a picture of that sermon that he had given, and I fell asleep, and I woke up, and my house was on fire.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's I'm like experiencing it more now, just as I am sharing it, than I did at the time. You know, I agree. I must have been in shock, right? And just sitting there watching everything happen, and then to process it all, right? I don't know. It took me a couple months to be able to write that out in a poem like that. But the fact that I had just read that book about everything being on fire, and then woke, and it was just like, wow, that's why I use that phrase, cosmic woof and warp, right? Because that's, I mean, when they talk about no such thing as coincidence,
sure,
got to say that was no coincidence there. So,
but I can go further. And I think what happened that day, it was, it killed your past in some ways, the grief that you have been going through in your life. And because I had the feeling when I was speaking to you yesterday, and your voice sounds so different, so now I can understand that you are in a reborn situation. I think that the house was on fire was just was not a coincidence, that for sure, but was a very material way to show you that was the end of an era in your life. And from that moment on, and that is the reason because you decide to move to other town and to do different things. So I think that fire took all the bad, or even we learn from our bad experience, but all the suffering, not as a way to say that you want to be glad 24 hours per day, but to say, I'm going to close that period of my life, and from now on, I am going to concentrate in a study, in my book, in my friend, and live my life at full. Am I right or am I wrong? I don't want to be right. I don't want to be right. It's just a comment, because I felt that when the way how your voice was sounded with a lot of self-confidence. And I thought, what is going on? That is the reason, because the first question was, are you working? Because I thought, oh, maybe this is what it is. He got finally a good job. And no, wasn't that. Was the other that I think is much better, that you are going back to school. But
yes.
Yes,
people are more than welcome to buy my books of poetry on poeticphonetics.com.
Yes, very good, very good. You can say it again. And we don't have any problem with Ender. So
poeticphonetics.com is where my poems and books are kept. Of course, the ones that I've read just now.
Yes.
Have not been published yet in the books that are available on the website, but they will be Period Springs Press, in the book Being, Becoming, Belonging, and the Healing Arts Project. Actually, well, I haven't read that poem yet, the one that's going to be in the Healing Arts Project, but
yeah,
there could be time for that still. So, but yeah, thank you. I mean, every ending is a beginning, as they say. You know,
yes.
I don't know of anybody who would choose necessarily to burn their house in order to.
Well, it's
have
a symbol.
It's just a symbol.
It's a symbol that you survived very well and you were not hurt. Was only the house who was.
And amazingly, all of my belongings survived more or less intact. Also, there's some water damage to some of the books that I have, but everything was definitely a blessing that I've made it out without any damage to self or belongings. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody in the house made it out actually without any damage. You know, there was a couple people who lost some things in the fire, but everybody was okay physically. So,
hey Topaz, if I may interject, we're enjoying your piece here. I mean, your collaboration, your contribution to the show today has been fantastic, and thank you for that. Thank you for being here, and thank you Consuelo for making the show happen. You are listening to KBOO Portland, mm-hmm. and we are definitely waking up the neighborhood. So you're welcome to, you know, collaborate and participate by going to kboo.fm/gift. That's kboo.fm/gift. You can also text the word KBOO, KBOO, to the number 44321. And Topaz, if you'd like, you can share your website. You can spell it, you know, so people can go there. And then, go there.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, Poetic Phonetics, PoeticPhonetics.com. And, thank you. You know, and especially if y'all have the opportunity to support KBOO. Public radio is awesome. I was on a public radio in Minneapolis for a while, KFAI, which I believe is on the same. You all are on 90.3, right, Ender?
90.7.
Oh, 90.7. Okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry. Oh, I was on 90.3. My bad. But it's just amazing what community based radio is able to accomplish. And
I agree.
Please help them out.
Yeah, I agree. More reason to collaborate and to contribute, to keep going and to bring more talented people to the station and to work as a volunteer or to become a full-time person, professional, and to have this wonderful guest. Do you have another piece to read?
I do, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Here's a piece that is going to be included in the Healing Arts Project booklet. It's called Phantom Prophet. Mm. Once, a ghost face whispered voodoo on my soul, proclaiming me a skinwalker with heart black as coal. That means this flesh is not my flesh. These bones are not my bones. Maybe that's why this restless spirit never feels at home. Whose body have I stolen? Whose dreams cast into flame? Am I the individual at fault? Is society to blame? Answer rebounds from ambient sound, forbidding questions formed, demanding ego, rage, and storm. Yet silence forms the heartbeat, the pulse, First Nations drum. These bones are not your bones, yet their safety you must keep. This flesh is not your flesh, a guardian learned to be. A chant for all relations, very different today, though red and yellow, black and white, together we must pray. Ancestors' voices harmonize with seventh generation, guiding dancer steps, rebuilding tradition. So what if I'm a skinwalker? These bones are not my bones. This land is not my land. The blessing? This war is not my war. I turn my ears to sacred song. I turn my heart to culture.
Mm. Well, the only thing I can say is that your poem need to be read and reread and reread. And that is the reason because I wanted you back. Because one time is not enough. The second time we did the program with Clarice Lispector, and this is the third time where you are all free to do whatever you want and to read as much as you can. Like I told you yesterday, it was dedicated to you and to the good news in your life now that we all celebrate here at the station. And and because I really think they are so deep, profound, deep, full of, like I said, some hermetic metaphor, that one time to listen is not the same. In my opinion, I love to have the book and the text in front of me so I can underline, I can look, what does it mean, that word that I don't know, and do that profound reading of the text. But here we are at the radio, and that is a reason because I am encouraged people to go to your website so this way they can get your book, including myself, and the new one, and to have the joy to read in a very intimate way your poem, because require some concentration and some effort of the power of the reader. That is all what I have to say. And I am sure that you agree in a way that, poetry for me in English is very difficult because the metaphor and the different language that you use. But in your case, we will have to start looking for somebody who translates you to Spanish. So this way we can bring you to Chile and to Mexico and to other countries. Maybe in your website, I have a company in Chile who work my translation. They translate for me from Spanish to English. And she's a British woman, a charming woman. And so we can send the poem about the dogs, and I can ask her to look for the right people. They have somebody, a professional, who his expertise is poetry, creative writing. So this is what he translates. And that will open another world for you, too.
That's very true. However, remember, I am now on a scholar's budget.
No, I am not asking you that you will pay. I will pay for that, for the two poems. I will pay because they are the poem that you dedicate to my dog. Of course, don't worry. No, I wasn't thinking that you have to pay. No. No, not at all. It's a contribution.
That's very gracious of you.
It's true. It's a contribution because it's something that, the most important thing for me in my life now at this point is legacy. If we can spread the word about your work, I will be more than happy, not only with your work, other work as well. I have a poet in Chile who I admire very much, and I asked him to send me some of his poetry translate to poems, his poem to translate to English, and he did yesterday. But he's in Argentina now, so we cannot talk on the phone, and so I am trying to figure out how I can interview him. Anyway, here we are, almost ready to finish our program today. We will be back if everything goes well and next month, the first week of next month. And can you repeat again, where will you be in Portland, November the 2nd?
Oh, I'm going to be at the Portland Book Festival.
Yes.
It's usually downtown. It takes place, the Portland 5 is one of the main centers. It's kind of spins around that area there. There's a number of theaters that participate, and it's put on. You could look up either Portland Book Fest or Literary Arts, and that would give you all the information about where to be on November 2nd.
Okay, very good, because yeah. You will have a particular time that you will be speaking or interview. And so if we want to be there, and some people maybe can go and see you and say,
I don't believe I'm at that level yet.
We will make it to that level. So you take the stage and you said, I have been in KBU, so I deserve to be here. Why not? You are entitled to anything. Why we have to follow the rules? No, we are anarchists. Anarchists. And I am a rebel, okay? And this is what it is. And as a poet, you are a rebel too. So we don't follow any rules, and we make our own rules. And so you can tell the people of the organization, I am in a new path in my life. I want to be there. So let me be at least 5 minutes. I can read my own stuff and I can comment about it. And you know that to get what we want, sometimes we have to ask. Few times in life we have this gift that come to us without asking. But the majority of the things that are very meaningful to us is because we have been asked. The only thing that we cannot ask is to be loved. That is a gift. Or you are love or you are not love. That's all. You cannot ask for love. And this is my last sentence. I think Ender is going to put a little bit of music to close the program.
Wonderful.
And I want to tell you that we both here enjoy, and I'm sure the people in their place, in their car, in their restaurant, whatever they are, they enjoy our conversation as always. And I wish you one more time all the luck that you deserve and that you are working for. That is the most important. You are making your dream come true. And one way to do it is work through our dream.
That's true. That's right. And thank you, Ender, for your help today.
Yes,
it's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
You're very welcome. Really, it's always a pleasure to have people like you, you know, join and enrich our programming here at this radio station. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is your fan too. Thank so you. He knew exactly when I told him, Johannes, it's not Topaz. Okay, you can call him Topaz. I call him Johannes.
I have to say, I do love your website. It looks pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Very
thank
good.
You very much.
Very good. Okay, my dear, I will try to go and see you the 2nd of November. And if I don't see you there, I will see you in our party where Ender also will be there. And all the group of the people that has been coming to the show are going to be invited. And many of them are going to read. So you can start thinking, what poem are you going to read?
Okay. I definitely will.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Yes, thank you. And don't become a stranger. Give me a ring one time or write to me, okay?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course,
take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM and streaming on the web, kboo.fm. I'm Don Jacobson, and moving on, we'll be here in just a few minutes right after the news.